Governor declares a state disaster. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With reports coming in from across the state of the damage of the recent freeze on crops and trees, Governor Phil Bredesen declared all 95 counties a disaster area.
We've got significant damage with all of our fruits and vegetable crops and even wheat and even corn and probably things that we don't even know about yet. But Farm Service Agency has already gotten about 20 flash reports from counties throughout the state, from northeast Tennessee to northwest Tennessee, of significant crop damage. So in that light, Governor Bredesen agreed to request that Tennessee be declared a disaster area in all 95 counties.
That was Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Givens, and he says reports have been submitted by counties as far northeast as Johnson County and as far northwest as Haywood County and many counties in between. Givens says they're just trying to help the counties get the relief they need.
What we have done by going forward and requesting the statewide declaration of disaster is we've helped expedite this process because it no longer now has to go through the governor's office each and every time a county comes forward. Once the FSA signs off on it at the state level, it's basically in a fast track headed to Washington. But what may happen is Congress may actually appropriate funds, or the Secretary of Agriculture may find funding for these disaster counties. So you got to get your name in the hat before you know, in order to be eligible should some disaster relief come along.
A pretty disheartening Easter for Tennessee farmers. Well, the mules are back in town. Beginning tomorrow, the beasts of burden are back in the mule capital of the world. Columbia will host its annual Mule Days from the 12th through the 14th, so stop by if you have a chance. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.